Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham is joining us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello, 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 hello. Wednesday.
It's a good day. We love having you here on Wednesday. So let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So reports out of London claim that Harry should be terrified as Camilla can be as steely as you-know-what, says her inner circle. So after speaking to some of Queen Camilla's, you've got to get used to that, Queen Camilla's confidence, one expert told the Sunday Times fancy paper that the prince should be, quote, terrified of reuniting with Camilla. They said, if I was Harry, at the very least, I would be slightly terrified because she could be as steely, as cold as F. Friends and sources close to Camilla revealed that she was really hurt by everything he had to say about her in his memoir Spare, and he actually said that he was sacrificed on the altar of her personal PRs. So Harry claimed she used him, basically, and sacrificed him to help herself get good press. He wrote it, Donnie. It's there in black and white. This isn't a source. It's his book. Well, now Camilla, who is known inside the palace in royal circles as the Lady Boss, can be very, very cold if you upset her. Now, some of Camilla's friends are saying that she won't have a confrontation, and she's decided no reaction to the book is probably the best way to react. As far as she's concerned, she likes to keep calm and carry on, and she doesn't like to, quote, make a thing out of it, and so she wants everybody to settle down. Now, Lady Lansdowne, who sounds fabulous and I want to be her friend, she said that Camilla is resilient and that she was brought up with this extraordinary sense of duty, and she doesn't whinge, that's a dig at Harry, but she puts her best face on and she keeps on going. Now, it's unclear if Harry will spend a lot of time with his family at the coronation. Our reports are he'll be in and out. But what do you think about Camilla? If somebody said something vile about you, Donnie, in a book, it was not nice. It might all be true. He certainly is true to Harry. He felt that way. If somebody said that, would you be nice to them when you meet up again?
Well, I would assume steely as blank. Steely, is that like that's a British term?
It's a word. It's very cold. Yeah. It's like very cold shoulder. If you're steely, oh, you're definitely frosty. It's a little frosty. Oh, yes.
I love that because I can be icy as all get out. Because if somebody has wronged me, I am so good at when I see them, you just, hi, you're pleasant. Hi, how are you? Nothing beyond that. And the whole time you just stand there and act unbothered, even though on the inside you're ready to run over and just rip their throat out. But you hold it. You can hold. You know why? Also, Camilla can actually act like this because she's got the crown in her
head. She's got
who's
the crown
queen now, sweetie?
Yeah, she's married to the king. She's the boss. They technically now have to curtsy to her. William and Harry have to curtsy now. She's the queen. She married the king. She won this. I've seen you be steely, Dolly. Oh, I've seen it.
Do it.
And it's actually worse, I think, than having a fight, a confrontation. Not a physical fight, but a verbal fight. Like if I've upset somebody, and goodness knows I do all the time, I would rather have a verbal confrontation than somebody be steely. I hate it when they're frosty.
I love being petty. It's just, it's so much, because I don't want to argue with you, because arguing with you gives you
I love
a
argument.
Win.
Yes.
It allows you to win. It
I love an argument.
Icy. You're nervous.
You make me nervous when you've been icy. You've not done it to me yet all the years I've known you, but I've seen you do it. I've seen if somebody walks into the room that you don't like.
Ice, honey.
Icy, cold as ice. I've seen you do it. Oh, it's vicious. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. So Prince Harry should be terrified of Camilla because she can be as steely, as frosty as F, says her inner circle. I can imagine Camilla can be vicious. And so, do you think she should confront him? Would you confront him? He walks in. He's been talking about you in his book, talking smack about you for the whole world. He's been doing interviews where he's been saying terrible things about you, really being a mistress to his father. He's going to walk in to that room, to that abbey, to that cathedral, and you're going to look at him. I would say something, I think, but I want to know what you think she should do. Should she confront him or should she be frosty, steely? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie, what are you working on?
Okay, before I get into Jamie Foxx, I had an idea. So the room that Prince Harry's staying in, she should have the book open to that page and highlight the quote. And then that's it.
Do you know what my mum would do? Because she could be steely. My mum would pull the book out of a purse and say, would you sign it, please? She's steely. Oh, that's cold.
Good. She also, what is going on with Jamie Foxx?
What he is.
He is still hospitalized. He's undergoing tests for medical complications. He's been hospitalized for days now. He's in Atlanta. He's working on a film with Cameron Diaz, which is reportedly Cameron Diaz's last film. So, but people, they're just saying they're running tests, but there's been no real update on him. And to be in the hospital for days, that's not a good situation.
It's not
kind of scary.
Yeah, it's not good. I reached out to his rep and I said, what's going on with Jamie Foxx? And he said, good question. Nobody knows. Ooh. I think it's actually better to know bad news than to not know any news at all. We've all been in those situations or had friends where it's the waiting, isn't it? If ever you've had to take a test, even my COVID test, having to wait, 6 minutes? I think it was like 10 minutes. I was a nervous wreck. Yeah. Waiting around, it's really, really difficult. Now, I'm sure he's getting the best care in the world. However, he's still in the hospital. So if you go into the hospital and you don't feel well, you're normally relieved with like a Zyrtex. I once went in, sneezing my head off. I was convinced I was going to die. It was allergies. I know, so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. And I turned up in an ambulance, Donny. Ooh. I know, it was awful, Donny. But we're laughing about me because I'm okay. I wouldn't be laughing if I'd had to spend a week in hospital getting these tests. So do you think he's been there for such a long time because his celebrity is working against him? They're going over him like they probably wouldn't with you and me, Donny. They'd just be like, take a Tylenol and go home. I think with Jamie, they're probably giving him very, very special care. Maybe that's what's going on.
Well, Jamie probably definitely has insurance. So they're like, oh, let's see what we can get out of this insurance. Make sure he is okay before. Because if he was to be checked out, something actually happened to him, the hospital would be in
trouble.
That
would be terrible. Cameron Diaz came out of retirement to make this movie. I know. She said, I'll do one more movie. And now she's got this. Today, she's like, the movie's still going on with a fill-in, like an extra. Jamie. I know they're having to film him behind like bushes and things, and Cameron is so strange. I think the family, though, because we should remind everybody, it was Jamie Foxx's daughter who revealed all this. We would be none the wiser, although after a week of being missing from set, we probably would have got wind of it. But we found out initially because his daughter told us, is it fair to just give half the information that his medical business, it's none of our business. But his daughter did open up this door. We did not. She put something out on Instagram that he had experienced an unidentified health issue. I think if you're not willing to say everything, sometimes it's better to say nothing.
No, I agree. It's like, give us everything or give us nothing, because the problem is our brains go to worst case scenario.
That's right.
It's an immediate reaction, whether we like it or not. Your brain goes worst case scenario.
Yeah, he's had a stroke. He's had a heart attack. I mean, he could have allergies like me.
Yes.
I know. We don't know. We will find out eventually. I'm sure he will sit down when he's feeling right again. He'll sit down and tell all. Hey, moving along, Andy Cohen is breaking down why a live Love is Blind reunion was actually a very bad idea. So if you're not up to speed on this, Love is Blind was having their reunion on Netflix and it got cancelled. Everybody was sitting there waiting and it didn't happen and there was problems with the connection. I'm not sure if too many people logged on. But Andy's now saying live reunions are a really bad idea and there's a reason that Bravo does not do reunion live. And so he said that reason is that you can stay on a topic for literally 25 minutes or 45 minutes until you get to the heart of something. So often people talk generally for quite a long time until they finally get to the point. And Andy said that makes these reunions very, very hard to do live, because if you've got to do it between 9 and 10, there's no way you're going to cut to the chase. And so he thinks all reunions should be edited. And he said Bravo goes through these reunions, hours and hours Bravo spend on those housewife reunions, and they edit it down to the best hour. And so I could go either way on this. I do love live TV because it makes me laugh, particularly when things go wrong. But at the same time, sitting somebody down and letting them moan on for 50 minutes and then I only get like 10 minutes of good conversation. You've had this happen. You've gone for drinks with your friends and they've rattled on and on and on. And then just before you get the check, they tell you they're pregnant or something. I mean, they're just a bombshell.
Buried
I know,
the lead.
I'm dating Brad Pitt. What? You didn't mention that? I know. It's always happened. My therapist tells me the most important things you ever say are the first and the last.
Yes.
So the first thing you say when you walk in a room and then the last thing you say before you exit and all the stuff in the middle is BS. Interesting. Yes. I think I'm with Andy here, and I'm not normally with Andy Cohen on this. He does know how to make good TV. I mean, he can be a pain in the bottom as a human being. There's no doubt about that. But when it comes to making good TV, Donnie, he knows how to do it.
Yes, Netflix, I think, learned a lesson here of stick to what you know. You're not good at live TV. Live TV is not your thing. You've never been known for
it's
live TV. Don't start now, sweetie.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not for you, Netflix.
Not for you.
Make 10 episodes and put them all out together.
Yes.
Don't be doing this live. It doesn't work. Hey, what's going on with Taylor Swift? She's finally sort of responded after breaking up with Joe. It's a very Taylor response.
Oh, you know, Taylor, she is probably, I would argue to say, one of the most secretive celebrities on earth.
I think you're right.
Being that she's probably the biggest celebrity on earth, which is so
right
hard.
Again.
Yeah. So her and Joe Alwyn, they split. But her boyfriend, they were together almost 6 years. It's long relationships. Kind of a shocking split, everybody.
Mm.
She was at our concert in Tampa, Florida. A fan was holding up a sign that says, "You okay?"
Oh.
Which is also a British term, right?
She must have been a British fan.
Must have been a British fan, because that's a British term as well.
Are you steely?
Yeah. Taylor was singing the song Delicate, and all she did was just give a firm thumbs up.
Oh, that's good.
I love that. She's like, "I'm doing good, sweetie."
Her fans love her.
They really love it.
What a sweet thing. I'd have a sign that says, "Pick me," so I could get up on stage, wouldn't you? "Can I sing with you?" That's what my sign would say. "Will you autograph my T-shirt? Can I get free tickets to the next concert?" Those are the signs that I would carry. That's so sweet. Are you okay? You okay? Donnie, have you ever taken a sign to a pop concert?
I have not, only because I am so tall that I worry about that I'm blocking people.
Oh,
imagine me being tall and having a sign.
Furious. If you and me held up a sign, we're both quite tall, it'd be a disaster for at least seven rows behind us.
We'd be a billboard, right?
We'd be a billboard, wouldn't we? We should put the Naughty But Nice podcast on it. I know. I'd advertise myself. It'd be terrible. But I think this is so sweet. One fan wrote, so now this video's gone viral, of Taylor giving the thumbs up. I love that she could see it. And one person wrote, this is so cute because we were honestly really worried about you. And another wrote, our girl has got a lot going on at the moment. And then finally, this is the comment that I loved. Someone wrote, quote, I hope she's okay. She's such an incredible human being. And I'm glad another incredible human being cared enough to ask. Ask if people are doing okay. Yeah, it's a nice thing to do. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Gisele Bündchen is saying that she's doing okay 6 months after her divorce from Tom Brady, saying, quote, nothing is permanent. Ouch. She said, quote, we've all had our fair share of trials. She said, every laugh, every fall, every experience, the good and the bad, everything is here to teach us something and help us grow up. I believe that. And then she concluded by saying, nothing is permanent. So let's enjoy the good moments and learn from the bad one. Every day is a gift. Getting really philosophical here. I like this. You know, if you think about life as something that isn't permanent, I think it helps you enjoy every single moment, just that little bit more. Recently, a colleague of mine, somebody that was a generation older, passed away, but I worked for him. My first job was working for Howard Bragman. He was a publicist. He passed away in his 60s, and he was so full of life, but I know he had a wish list of things to do that he never got to do. And when he passed, he had millions of dollars in real estate. I'm sure he had a lot of money in the bank. And I just wish, I know you can't turn the clock back, but I spoke to him when he wasn't well. And he said, I wish I'd traveled more. I wish I'd worked a little less. I wish I'd had more fun with my friends. I wish I'd laughed a little louder. Broke my heart, Donnie, but a real lesson.
Yeah, that's why I'm poor. I'm spending all the money I got. Can't take it with me where I go.
You just made me laugh so loud. That's why we're both poor. We enjoy every penny, but I'm broke. Terrible. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the News of the Night Show. I'm Ross Shooter with our dear friend, Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls. Last show, we talked about Kate Middleton being absolutely eaten up over missing the Queen's final moments because Meghan Markle wasn't allowed to attend, so they didn't want Meghan around her deathbed, which meant Kate couldn't go so that Harry wouldn't have a conniption. Is she right? Is Kate right? Ooh, let's have a look. 80% said no. They do not blame Meghan for this. They blame Charles. Charles is the one who decided Meghan couldn't come, and instead of having the nerve to stand by that, he made sure Kate didn't come too, so that Harry would be okay with it. No, it's your mom. It's her death. It's her passing. The Queen should have had who she wanted around her, and if it upset Meghan or Harry, I don't care. But I don't think it's right here to blame Meghan. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. The nicest of the day is Reese Witherspoon, our girl. I really love Reese Witherspoon.
I love her.
Everything about it. She just seems so like down to earth and chill. Yeah. But she's doing much better after announcing her split. Oh. And it, basically, she just goes, she has a big group of loyal friends that she leans on. There is no drama with Jim. That is her ex. They co-parent, and this is the focus. Reese is moving on. That's what I want to hear. Reese is moving on. She's not stuck in the past.
I love this. You know what? I wish you both well. I really do. And focusing on that young 10-year-old son is probably a really good idea. Our nicest of the day. Now, our naughty is the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So we've been talking about this coronation for weeks, months, but nobody's actually really explained what it is. So let me do that. King Charles became the monarch of the United Kingdom and 14 other realms when his mother died in September. So he's been the king since September. So you ask, why does he have to be crowned? And for the best part of 1,000 years, the kings and queens of England and Britain have been crowned in London's Westminster Abbey. 38 monarchs have been crowned in the Abbey. So it's a unique ceremony, and it's more a historical event than any legal meaning. It's a ceremonial event. It's a moment for the country, for the world, to see him officially become the king. There's also, too, some religious elements that I think are going to take some of our American friends by surprise. Here in America, church and state are very separate. In Britain, that's not true. He's the head of the Church of England, so it's a deeply religious ceremony. He's going to make a solemn promise, and also too, lots of religious symbolism are going to be all wrapped around. It's going to be a really majestic day, but people are asking me, why are we doing it? And it really, at this point, is about ceremony. He has been king since his mummy died. Hey, let's end with a moment of rob. You get a rob, you get a rob, you get a rob.
You get a rob.
Start training yourself to always choose the optimistic path. And before you know it, this new bright way of dealing with life, it will become your default setting. Let me give you a few examples. Instead of saying, I don't know, say, I can't wait to learn. Instead of saying, everybody hates me, start thinking, I love myself and I can't wait to meet people who get me too. And instead of snapping, I'm ugly, focus on the things that you love about yourself. Your bright smile, Donna, your fabulous hair, or even your cute feet. I now have decided that every day I make a choice, a positive or a negative choice. And I'm trying really hard to always pick the positive. Happiness is a habit. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.